friends, good evening and welcome. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and I'm thrilled that you're with us. It's Friday night, at least for another hour, and then it'll be Saturday morning, technically, anyway. Yes, Friday, June 22nd, 2007, 11 p.m. here in the Central Time Zone. I'm thrilled that you're with us tonight. Certainly, it's been a pretty chaotic week, at least for me. I'm sure it has been for you as well. Lots of stuff going on in the world. So what we have opted to do this evening is to make the show a news show. We're going to do a lot of news. Now, before we start down one of these news pathways, if you'd like to pick up the phone and dial in, feel free to do that. We can do open lines if it's if there's enough of you out there who want to chat. 800-313-9443. Toll free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Very, very simple. You should know all that by now. So, yes, Manny waiting by the phones. Manning the phones, if you will. No pun intended. Okay. Our website for the network, the only officially sanctioned website of the network, I should add, www.republicbroadcasting.org. Lots of incredible information there. Lots of great products available to you. And, of course, when you purchase things through the RBN bookstore, I call it a bookstore. I guess it could be just sort of an all-purpose store. There's all manner of things on there. Shortwave radios, there's air filters, there's water filters, there's satellite dishes to pick up the show and the whole network, and anything else that's available on the KU feed. Fantastic options there, as well as books, CDs, DVDs, you name it. It's all there and more. So, of course, consider making your purchases there at republicbroadcasting.org. And if you call Republic Trading Group, Robbie Noel will happily guide you on your path to investing in gold and silver, protecting the money you have and allowing your spending power to continue even when the dollar devalues even further, which it looks like it's just, you know, a steady decline at this point. So, yeah, everything's a mess, right? But you already know that. What else am I forgetting? Oh, yes, the show website, www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Lots of great information there as well. Webmaster James doing a great job of, you know, keeping a list of all the guests we've had and their websites, their information, as well as a great assortment of news as well. So, honestly, yeah, fantastic stuff. Let him know how much you appreciate him, as I try to do on a regular basis, because the guy's just amazing. And, yeah, so here we are. End of the week. It's been action-packed, as I mentioned, and we've covered a lot of material with our guests. But we haven't really spent as much time as I would like to delve into some of the news, because there's so much of it, as there always is. And when you come in here with, you know, 50 stories a day and you don't get to do, but maybe, I don't know, 5 or 10 of those, obviously they build up. And I've just got so many piles here on this countertop in front of me. And the first area we may explore is China. Now, when you look at the news as of late, there's been quite a bit out of China. And independently of itself, you might just look at something like that and shake your head and say, yeah, that's what we get for stopping the manufacturing processes here in America and importing everything. And you'd be right, but there's a lot more going on than just that. And I think that when you consider, I guess you could call, well, let's look at our declared enemies, right? The axis of evil. You've got Iran, Iraq, and North Korea. North Korea doesn't have anything we want, so they're a done deal. Iraq, we're already there. Whatever it is that we want, presumably we have it. And at this point, it's simply allowing us a gigantic base by which to put Iran in the crosshairs. And I think that's very much what's going on. Now, Iran and China have some interesting cooperative agreements, economic and otherwise. So that makes me wonder sort of if China were to turn on us, how do we view China? We have to handle China a little bit more delicately as we would Russia. And we're seeing that happening. So China's basically getting some fingers pointed at it, but it's very subtle. And, you know, here and there you may see a story, but when they're all lined up together as these are, I think it paints a more complete picture. Please stay with us, folks. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Glad you're here. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled you're with us. Taking a look at the world. That's a big job. But we'll do what we can, at least in some aspects of it. This one can be found at ZinnowinNet.com. Came out June 15th. You probably heard something about it, but here's a little bit more detail, I suppose. Police in North China on Friday announced they had rescued a further 220 slave workers from brick kilns and other illegal workplaces such as small iron and coal mines. The rescues of the workers, all in the Shanxi province, brings the total number of slave workers reportedly freed in China to 468 in the last month. That's a lot. Now, granted, I know the population of China is a lot, but gosh, 468, these are just the ones they've freed so far. That's a lot of slaves. And they're obviously in some horrific conditions, and some of these are children. It's awful. So, anyway, it says the workers were not paid and were forced to work 15 to 16 hours a day to finish their meals, and finish their meals within 15 minutes. The workers slept on the ground in a dark room without heating in the wintertime. Yang Azi, a 46-year-old mother, was said to be one of the people who alerted the public to the scandal. Her 16-year-old son went missing on March 8th, and she has been searching for him ever since. On her travel, she heard the child might have been kidnapped and forced to work at kilns in Shanxi. So it's very interesting. So she just she loses her son and she starts looking for him. And here's rumors about, you know, child laborers at this brick kiln. People making bricks, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so apparently some people knew about it, but she's the one who alerted the public to it. in some regards. It says Yang went to more than 100 kilns in Shanxi and discovered that, quote, most kilns were forcing children to do hard labor, end quote. She was quoted as saying that in the Southern Weekly. Some children were still wearing their school uniforms, indicating they had been kidnapped from schools. When the children were too tired to push carts, they were whipped by taskmasters, said Yang. She tried to rescue some of the children, but was threatened by kiln owners. She has yet to find her son. Local authorities have decided that each migrant worker will be paid about $200 US a month for all the work they did, three times the minimum monthly standard in Hong Tong province. According to one of the authorities here, the vice chairman of Hong Tong County Association of Trade Unions, he said, quote, Hong Tong County government will pay in advance part of the money needed to pay off migrant workers' wages because Hang Ting Hang, the taskmaster of the Chaoshang Village Brick Kiln and a native of Henan, has escaped, end quote. So authorities came, they rescued some kids. The government said, well, I guess we should probably pay these kids. And, of course, the guy behind it all, right, the brains of the operation, he escaped. It's very, very convenient. And I think it's very interesting, too. She went to 100 different kilns and just in this one province and found, you know, kids. They're being whipped. They're being beaten. They were being presumably treated poorly in other ways as well, such as heating, no heating in the wintertime, sleeping on the ground, things like that, very little time to eat. And some of them were wearing their school uniforms, indicating they were kidnapped from school right in that area. So how do they respond? They said, well, these kids were treated as slaves, so we should give them some money and then everything will be okay. Because then they weren't slaves, they were just migrant workers. And they migrated, but not by choice. And they're working, but not by choice. This is a different version, a little bit of an update here. Same day, June 15th, from the Daily Telegraph out of the UK. Up to 1,000 children were sold into a brutal life of slave labor in prison, a labor prison in China, police have revealed as the shocking racket was exposed today. That's up to 1,000 kids, so obviously substantially different than the 400 mentioned in the previous story, and that was a whole month long. But now we've got up to 1,000. The victims endured maiming and brutality in primitive brick kilns, Chinese media have reported amid an expanding scandal about official neglect. The owners ran the prison like kilns with fierce dogs and thugs who beat children at will, state television said today. One accidentally killed a child with a shovel and buried the body at night. You know, and this is, I just hate even having to do stories like this. I know bad things happen. I do. I just think it's unfortunate to give it more attention, but it's all part and parcel to this news segment. Let me continue. It says, but state television and many more may still be trapped making bricks for little or no pay in brutal conditions in Shanxi and Henan provinces. As many as 120 suspects have been detained so far. According to a reporter from Henan on a current affairs program named Oriental Horizon, he said, quote, now our conservative estimate is that at least 1,000 miners, that's miners with an O, not miners with an E, from Henan, have been trapped and cheated into backbreaking work in these Shanxi brick kilns, end quote. The program showed workers who had been recently rescued, ragged, emaciated, and mute, with some bearing injuries. But even amid the high-profile rescue effort, criticism is rising of official indifference to the poor farming families. Local media reports and websites have cited what they say is a petition from fathers of boys kidnapped from Henan. They complained that the Shanxi police were unwilling to help Henan authorities to find and rescue the children. Ah, so when the gal was out there looking for her kid, and all these people are saying, oh, you should go check over there in that kiln because they have hundreds of child slaves in these places. And again, indicating that people knew about it. And she's credited with bringing, you know, giving this some attention, it says, to the public, but apparently they mean to the authorities or to the media in some regards. But obviously, there was already a huge effort to get some investigations going. Well, then the police, of course, as they said in the story here, reluctant to help. And when they do help, of course, the ringleader, the taskmaster, is able to escape, conveniently enough. Again, this whole thing just reeks of sort of looking the other way and allowing these things to happen. It says the China Youth Daily, I guess that's a newspaper, noted that local officials had apologized for failing to rescue the workers. They said they were sorry. Well, you know, what else can they do, right? They said they were sorry. That's fine, right? Everything's good now. And they gave them some money, so that's good. You know, it's just like that's the kind of thing you'd expect. It doesn't matter what government you're talking about nationally, and even on local levels, the same thing is going to happen. They don't pay out money unless there's some sort of like guilt thing going on, and not sympathy, but guilt, right? Have you ever known the government to just give away money for something? No. Not for sympathy, but guilt. For example, the money that was given to the 9/11 victims' families, that was guilt money. We know that now. Anyway, the newspaper said, quote, "We have even more reason to ask why it was only a case that was widely reported by the media and shocked the central leadership that the local government then thought to apologize to these poor rural workers. What were they doing before?" End quote. But who cares about that? They're not rural workers. They were slaves. Now, granted, you could say, well, what's the difference between slave labor and just regular labor in China? Well, that's a fairly valid point, I guess. We talked with a guy, this is on my old morning show, and I think I've told the story before, but it bears repeating because it's somewhat relevant to this. This guy had written a story, and I just read the story like I do regular news stories, and people were just flipping out at me. They were upset. They were angry at me. And the story was about Walmart's toys being made in China, in other places as well, in these third world country sweatshops. And it was about the conditions that they lived in. It was like a dorm, I suppose. They had beds. But there was like, you know, the smallest bed you could find and stacked up like bunk beds where people would sleep, and they'd have very little time to eat, very little time to shower, anything like that. And they basically lived in the factory and they worked. And it was all about the conditions under which these people worked. And it was all about how, you know, Walmart, for example, is allowing these operations to give them low prices. And again, it's all about the money. So when you start looking at all these things, it makes you start to wonder sort of how interconnected is all this. Anyway, I had the guy on the show because people were mad at me for reading the story. And I said, I didn't write the story. I'm just reading it to you. So anyway, I had the author of the article on the show, and he had some amazing information for me. And he validated, obviously, everything he had in the article and more. In fact, he said, if you really want to have an example, take a good look. Walk through Walmart and find out how much of that stuff is made in America. Now, I know you see like the made in USA, it'll say, with a little American flag. I don't know that that actually means it was made in the United States of America. You could just say made in USA as a phrase, I suppose, and sort of copyright that, and then you could just stamp that on whatever you wanted. I don't know. It's hard to say. A perfect example, take a good look at the run that took place in America on American flags after September 11th. People were just out there. They had to get a flag because the president said, don't let the terrorists win. And people said, okay, I'm going to get a flag. And that's how I'm going to fight some terrorists. So everybody went out and bought flags. And, of course, this is in September. So, you know, it's not 4th of July when they have them all out there. So, you know, it was relatively hard to find an American flag in America, strangely enough. But there was such a demand. Well, people were buying them, and the majority of them made in China. So if you think about how many flags were sold, and one of my other past guests had actually, you know, made the point that the government was actually breaking the law to a certain extent because they were allowing all this money to go to China for American flags, and how is China applying it? Of course, look at where they are now, weapons-wise, and that's just, you know, 6.5 years after the fact. So it's very, very intriguing stuff. But what the Walmart guy had mentioned, and he wasn't from Walmart, we were just discussing them. He said, just walk through Walmart, take a look at how many things are not made in America, especially in the toy section. And he said, you'll be very surprised. He said, you'll also be really surprised if you try to write it down. You have a little pad of paper and a pen, and you're writing down information off the back of products. You'll be bounced out of that store quick. So, little experiment for you to do this weekend if you like. I don't know, Walmart might have secret jails under their stores, so I'm kidding. But you never know. If you do get thrown into a secret jail cell underneath a Walmart store, I do want to know about it. Call your lawyer first, of course. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back here and take a look at China and the toy industry, as well as some other things as part of this news segment. And please stay with us, folks. More Frankly Speaking Radio after this.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Attention gardeners, if you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Glad you're here. You are listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and I'm thrilled you're with us here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, getting out there planet-wide, which is always a good thing. So right now we're in the process of ripping apart China's child labor and things like that, and, of course, Walmart's exploitation of that whole thing. But I want to go to Linda in Oregon, who's been waiting patiently. Linda, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. You got off on a topic here with China and toys and that sort of thing that
yes.
sparked me pretty good, because here in where I live, there's one of the TV stations has a forum that we can go in and write to or post things to, that
nice.
Type of thing.
Yeah, like cable access?
Yeah, kind of. And I've been posting things about China and some of the stuff that's been going on with the antifreeze and cough mm-hmm. syrup and toothpaste
right.
and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I found an article here just recently concerning the toys.
Yes.
Warning people, warning them about these things that are coming from China.
Yes.
One of them actually made in factories by an American company that moved over there.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. that has lead paint.
Yes.
And all kinds of things like this. I've
got that story right here in front of me, as a matter of fact.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And the drift I got of it, even some of the plastics they use are contaminated.
Yeah, actually, there's a really big problem with this. You know, the paint is a big thing, and also, of course, other things as well, the tiny things. There was a toy called a floating eyeball made in China. It was recalled because it was filled with, guess
kerosene.
What? Kerosene. Kerosene.
Yeah.
What is this? And then, of course, the choking hazard and then the lead-based paint, and then you've got all the other things that are going on. It's really, it's unbelievable. But then I was reading some other stories as well that tie in with all this stuff that we're talking about now, and it goes on to talk about all of the products that that are coming in from China, how little they're regulated, mm-hmm. what the percentages of things that are found to be unsafe. And then, of course, you look at the, I guess, the forgery, counterfeit sort of market and all variety of things, toys and medicines and anything else. Obviously, we all hear about, oh, I went over to Taiwan and I picked up a movie that just came out in theaters in America. It's already on DVD over there, you know.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things, and it's about the regulatory manner in which that they operate. It's also, of course, I think it's mostly about the you know, profit margins, personally.
Oh, certainly is. I keep telling the folks and those things that I've posted on there, there's two, we've got 500, going on 600 members on this thing, and most of them, you know, you go through and well, there's a lot of guests come on, too, that aren't registered that can go in and read and such.
Wonderful.
But
well, you're right on.
I keep telling them, you know, quit buying things made in China.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Pay a few cents to a few dollars more and buy American. And I'm not saying that our companies are, you know, they do some not so good things sometimes too.
Yeah.
But they're
regulated a lot
better.
At least there's accountability over
here,
you know? Yeah. We have some sort of accountability here in this country.
Exactly. I mean, they can get sued.
Yeah, absolutely.
And over there, like you said, it's all about profit. And the company, for example, that I think is mentioned in that article, that has their manufacturing plant in China, you know darn good and well that that's where they're coming from.
Oh, yeah.
And they're selling all these little who's-its and what's-its to these dollar stores and things.
Right.
And who are they getting? The poor kids.
Yeah.
That can't afford good toys for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, this just makes my stomach churn.
It's a real tragedy, and I'm sure we're probably talking about the same story from the New York Times, came out a couple days ago. But yeah, it was really fantastic when you start, fantastic meaning information-wise. This is not a good story, certainly. And certainly, if you're a parent or a grandparent or you have nieces and nephews, this is not going to make you feel happy about things, because you can just, you can read, you know, the fear in these statements these people are making, because parents are concerned about this. Now, again, I agree. It does highlight the dollar store sort of ripoffs, but we cannot discount the fact that, you know, the toy in particular that the lead paint was on, was it called a Thomas the Tank Engine? I don't know what it's called.
Little train thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. My engineer is over here in the studio. She's telling me what it is. Obviously, she has one. Don't eat the paint, okay? But anyway, it's that's not a dollar store toy. That's like a mainstream, probably expensive
Walmart. World.
Exactly. And Walmart's not mentioned in this New York Times story, to my knowledge.
You know, I don't know, you know, but I've often wondered, you know, considering I will not shop. I won't even darken the doorway of a Walmart.
Yeah. Well,
and,
live in Arkansas sometime. That Walmart either owns everything or, you know, they're just out there. You know, you're driving home and there's something you need, and the only place open is a 24-hour Walmart Supercenter. Hang on a second, Linda. We got to take a break. Folks, back in three with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen, and I'm thrilled you're with us. Our phone number, 800-313-9443, toll-free and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. Let's get back to Linda in Oregon. Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah, like, you know, I was telling you that I posted this on this forum here, and it was on the site for, well, I don't know, because, you know, I've posted several of the Chinese things on there. And something that really amazed me, Frank, was the lack of attention. Somebody came in just a week or so ago and put up a thread called something to this effect, should people be able to access pornography on the computers in the public library? Okay? It's only been there a week, maybe 2 weeks at the outside. It's already had more hits on it than the articles about the poison that's in their food they're eating, the creams they're putting on their faces, and on the toys they're giving their children.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's infuriating.
It is infuriating. Where are their minds? I don't know. I don't know how what I can say on this program, but obviously there's more folks that visit this forum where their mind is in the lower part of their anatomy rather than between their ears.
There you go.
That's okay to say it that way, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. As long as you're talking anatomy, it's okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's about all I got to say, Frank, and I know you got more to talk about on this Chinese thing, so I'll get off and you have a good evening.
Hey, thank you very much for contributing. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks so much. She's right on point here, folks. You know, a lot of people do not pay attention to what is going on, and things that are relatively subtle, as this entire news segment is, honestly, sometimes it escapes people, and that's why we do the news in the fashion we do. And for those who maybe haven't listened a lot or relatively new to the show, we try to put things in patterns, logical progressions from point A to point B. And again, when you start looking into these things, you start to see patterns, and that's done for a reason. It would be the equivalent of, for example, when you're walking through the woods, right? Somebody's left a little breadcrumb trail. Oh, you're like, oh, it's a breadcrumb. You maybe stop and pick it up, and then, you know, you're thinking, ah, I just found a breadcrumb. A couple feet or whatever ahead, maybe there's another one. And you're like, oh, cool, it's another one. You're not necessarily thinking, let me examine all of these breadcrumbs at once. You're thinking, every time I come across one, maybe I'll stop and pick it up or notice it. But you're not thinking big picture and small picture at the same time. You're not thinking immediate concern and wider focus as well. But you need to do so. And it's a kind of duality that's relatively insanity-inducing. But if it can be done, it should be done, because it is important to pay attention to these things. So here is the story that Linda and I were discussing earlier. From the New York Times, came out on the 18th of June. So again, just a couple of days after the child labor stories that we just talked about, they're making bricks. Because you can't make bricks in a slave labor camp in China without somebody getting upset. But you can make toys in a slave labor camp from Chinese children and presumably others as well. Here it goes. Every one of the 24 toys recalled for safety in the United States so far this year, including the enormously popular Thomas and Friends wooden train sets, was manufactured in China, a record that is increasingly causing alarm among consumer advocates, parents, and regulators. Again, every one of the 24 toys recalled for safety so far this year have all come from China. Every single one, 100%. The latest recall announced last week involves 1.5 million Thomas and Friends trains and rail sets, or about 4% of those sold in the United States over the last 2 years, that were coated at a factory in China with potentially poisonous lead paint. In just last past month, that's what it says, that doesn't make sense, a so-called floating eyeballs toy was made in China and was recalled after it was found to be filled with kerosene. Who thinks of that? We got to fill this floating eyeball with some liquid. How about we use kerosene? We just got some kerosene sitting around. We'll inject into these floating eyeballs. That's bizarre. Sets of toy drums and a toy bear were recalled because of lead paint, so it's not just the Thomas and Friends train set. Also, toy drums and a toy bear. Also, an infant wrist rattle was recalled because of a choking hazard. So that's just in the last month, honestly. Combined with the recent scares related to Chinese-made pet food and globally about Chinese-made pharmaceuticals and toothpaste, this string of toy recalls is inspiring demands for stepped-up enforcement of toy safety by U.S. regulators and importers, as well as the government and industry in China, said Prescott Carlson, a co-founder of the website called The Imperfect Parent, which includes a section that tracks recalls of toys and other baby products. He said, quote, "These are items that children are supposed to be playing with. It should be at a point where companies in the United States that are importing these items should be held liable." Bravo, sir. Well said. I agree with them. The number of products made in China that are being recalled in the United States by the Consumer Product Safety Commission has doubled in the last 5 years, driving the overall number of recalls in the country to a record level. Now, you have to ask yourself this. Does that mean that we're paying more attention now than ever before, or that China's trying to get more past us, or both? Who knows? This means that China today is responsible for 60% of all product recalls, compared with only 36% in 2000. So it's doubled. 60% of all recalls are products made in China. Back in 2000, 7 years ago, it was only 36%, which is bad enough. But that's a lot of imports from China. Much of the rise in China's ranking on the recall list has to do with its corresponding surge as the source of so many products sold in the United States, exactly what we just said. Toys made in China are up 70% to 80% of all toys sold in this country, according to the Toy Industry Association. Toys made in China make up 80% of all toys sold in the United States. That should tell you something. So again, stroll through a Walmart this weekend and check out the toy section, see what you think. The problem, it says, is most acute with low-price, no-name toys that are often sold at dollar stores and other deep discounters, as they are manufactured and sent to the United States, often without the involvement of a major American toy importer. China is also the source of 81% of the counterfeit goods seized last year at ports of entry in the United States, products that typically are not made up to standard of the labels they are copying. So, of all counterfeit goods seized at ports of entry in the United States last year, 81% come from China. And those are, again, it says products that are typically not made to standards of the labels they're copying. Indicating what? Well, basically that these are shoddy counterfeits. They're not even well done. People are able to tell them apart so easily that it's not even a big deal. They said, what? This is supposed to be fake Viagra, but it's spelled with a Q. Okay, well, obviously that's a fake. It says the string of recent recalls of toys from China, most frequently for lead paint, has caught the attention of some consumer watchdogs and parenting advice columnists such as Imperfect Parent. Said Carlson of Imperfect Parent, quote, do I have to look at every toy that has paint on it that comes from China as perhaps suspect? It makes me incredibly hesitant, end quote. And he's right, and it sucks. It sucks that you have to do that. But we're getting to that point, folks, and I do think you should be buying American products, but maybe that's just me. So anyway, along the same lines, that one, as I mentioned, came out on the 18th. Okay, this one came out on the 21st of June, and Reuters had this one. Almost one-fifth of veterinary drugs tested in China in the first quarter were not up to standard, said the Ministry of Agriculture on Thursday, unveiling a long list of fake products. This is coming out of China, okay? Still, that one-fifth figure is a slight improvement over the same period of last year, said the ministry, trying to put a positive spin on the announcement. Said the ministry, quote, we will keep taking proactive measures, striking hard against the illegal behavior of the production and sale of fake and shoddy veterinary drugs, raise standards, and guarantee the safety of food made from animals, end quote. So in essence, what they've got are fake drugs coming out of China, which we already knew about, but these ones in particular are veterinary drugs. These ones are geared towards animals. Now, we've seen a resurgence in animal-related illnesses as well, and I don't know if that has anything to do with this, but, of course, China is the source of the tainted pet food as well. So these things may have some correlation. I don't know. It goes on. Fresh scandals involving substandard food and medicines are reported by Chinese media almost every day. There's a scandal involving substandard food and medicine in China being reported on in China every day. Obviously, we don't hear about that, and I applaud the Chinese media, perhaps, for maybe having the guts to go and do something like that. I don't know. I don't know how they're able to do that, unless maybe they have some degree of freedom in the course of things that they bring up. I don't know. And the issue, it says, has burst into the international spotlight since tainted food additives exported from China contaminated pet food in North America. The Beijing Evening News said that a former official with the Food and Drug Regulator, Chao Wang Wenzhong, I'm sure I screwed that up, but if Chow wants to give me a call, we can talk. He apparently had gone on trial, was charged with accepting $307,100, that's translated to dollars, in bribes and dereliction of duty. He pleaded innocent. Chow's former boss, watchdog head, Zhang Ziao, was sentenced to death in May for corruption. So this guy was sentenced to death, and we've discussed that on the show. He, of course, has appealed that, so he may not actually die. It goes on. Earlier this week, the Agriculture Ministry said tests of fruit, vegetables, meat, and fish in major cities showed that more than 95% of products were up to standard. Yet it admitted to a few problems. Malachite green, a cancer-causing chemical used by fish farmers to kill parasites, was found in some samples, as were nitrofurans, an antibiotic also linked to cancer, said the ministry. Public fears about food safety in China grew in 2004 when at least 13 babies died of malnutrition in Anhui province after they were fed fake milk powder with no nutritional value. So it's not just, again, it's not that China has some secret, subtle agenda to kill pets and kids in America. It's kids over there as well, and of course they're imprisoning their own kids in these slave labor camps. So it's really not anything like that, but it does, I think, highlight the fact that this entire planet is turning into one giant corporation, and it's all about the bottom line, profit margins. So this one came out June 20th, and this is from the Daily Times. You can find it at delmarvanow.com, wherever that is. A mysterious illness believed to have killed at least one dog boarded by the Humane Society of Wacomico County has forced the temporary closing of the agency's kennel until veterinary experts can identify the sickness and prescribe an effective treatment. Effective immediately, the Humane Society kennel off Airport Road is closed for dog drop-off and adoption, although deliveries by county animal control personnel will not be disrupted, said Humane Society Executive Director Linda Hugo. Very interesting. So you can't go and adopt a dog, but you can still drop your dog off. Even though things are killing dogs right and left, it's okay to drop the dog off because you're saving them, the medication it takes to put the dog down anyway. Facility operators believe the illness is canine influenza, and because it has not affected the facility's felines, delivery and adoption services involving cats is not impacted. The kennel did not open Wednesday after the staff learned that an adopted mixed Labrador Retriever puppy had died. So, again, whether it's veterinary drugs, obviously, there could be a correlation there. And then, again, the pet food thing, things we've heard about before. These are all very, very important issues and all interconnected what we're discussing here tonight. Now, when you think about China and you think about certainly all the things going on, yeah, you're going to think about, shoddy treatment of their citizens, slave labor. You're going to think about giant corporations trying to outsource and certainly make money in some capacity. But you're also going to think about technology, and that's what this story leads us into. This one came out in the British press, The Telegraph, and it came out on the 15th of June. China is striving to overtake the United States as the dominant power in cyberspace, according to a senior American general, in what is emerging as a new theater of conflict between nation states and a growing priority for the Pentagon. Lieutenant General Robert Elder, commander of the 8th Air Force, said that all of America's foes, including Iran, were looking at ways of hacking into U.S. networks to glean trade and defense secrets. But efforts by China have set it apart, said General Elder. Quote, "They're the only nation that has been quite that blatant about saying we're looking to do just that," end quote. General Elder is to head a new cyber command center being set up at Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana, already home to about 25,000 military personnel involved in everything from electronic warfare to network defense. The command's focus is to control the cyber domain, which the Pentagon now sees as critical to everything from communications to surveillance to infrastructure security, and just as important as, quote, kinetic war, end quote. So cyber warfare, which we're trying to look into, again, communications, surveillance, infrastructure security, and just all-out kinetic war, just blatant bloodshed warfare, that the cyber warfare, the computerized aspect of all this, is equally important, they're saying. That's pretty significant as well. His remarks followed last month's annual report by the Pentagon on China's military power, which said China regarded computer network operations as critical to achieving, quote, electromagnetic dominance early in a conflict. So, in essence, China, in any sort of conflict, physical conflict, they're going to be launching cyber attacks first, okay? China's People's Liberation Army has established units to develop viruses to attack enemy computer systems and networks, said the Pentagon. And I believe the Pentagon just took a hit today or yesterday, in fact, but I don't believe that was found to have originated in China, so it is excluded from this new segment. China was also investing in electronic countermeasures and defenses against electronic attack, including infrared decoys and false target generators. Michael Wynn, the Air Force Secretary, recently described the dangers as including remotely detonated roadside bombs in Iraq, as well as interference with global positioning satellites and financial transactions over the Internet. Now, how interesting is that? You've got the Secretary of the Air Force, this Michael Wynn character, talking about dangers that include remotely detonating roadside bombs in Iraq, in conjunction with talking about cyberspace, and in a story that regards China, almost sort of hinting, sort of beating around the bush, sort of alleging perhaps, maybe, somehow, possibly, that China might be involved with aiding insurgents. Now you're saying, no, Frank, that's crazy conspiracy theory talk. Take your tinfoil hat off. And I would say, no, sir, I have no tinfoil hat. I have tinfoil-coated headphones. We'll get into that, though, but keep that comment in mind. Michael Wynn said, America's nerve center, quote, resides in cyberspace. Our military command and control and precision strike capability all rely on ensured access to the electronic spectrum, end quote. What he's saying, in essence, is that China is focusing exclusively on cyber warfare. We are countering by focusing on cyber warfare. And why are we focusing on that? Because we can't do squat without our electronics, is in essence what he's saying. Now, if China wasn't already geared up for cyber war, or anybody else for that matter, gosh, why would they not now, right? After that comment saying we can't do squat with our electronics, of course, this is going to be pursued by our enemies, whomever they might be. General Elder said a cyber war would probably involve precision targeting of enemy military networks, command centers, or air defense systems. Anyway, we got to pause here for a quick break, but we'll be back, my friends, in only 3 minutes with the conclusion of hour number one and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio. Please stay with us.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural, .com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Here, tail end of hour number one. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I'm your host, Frank Whalen. This hour is being brought to you courtesy of the generosity of our good friends at the Howard Creek Resort. They have 9 fully equipped individual housekeeping cabins and easy access to all the fun things in the area of Arkansas and Missouri. So whatever it is you're looking for out of a vacation, a family reunion, or simply just getting out of town, Howard Creek Resort is your destination. I can promise you, you will have a wonderful, wonderful time. Visit them online at www.howardcreek.com or call them toll-free at 877-253-7690. And obviously with the 4th of July coming up, you may want to go and witness a historic fireworks display. You can find one there at Howard Creek Resort, and we certainly appreciate them and ask you to support all of our sponsors and advertisers, the people who make this show and this network possible. Finishing up this story here, and then we'll take some calls if you like. From the Telegraph, again, on the 15th of June, General Elder said a cyber war would probably involve precision targeting of enemy military networks, command centers, or defense air systems. The clearest example so far of cyber conflicts came earlier this year when Estonia claimed that state-sponsored Russian hackers had attacked official websites in retaliation for the removal of a Soviet-era monument in its capital of Tallinn. Government email and private online banking had to be shut down temporarily, while telecommunications companies and news organizations were also affected. The Chinese Foreign Ministry rejected the Pentagon's report as, quote, brutal interference, end quote, in internal affairs, and insisted that Beijing's military preparations were purely defensive. So, in essence, and as we've discussed many, 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 many times, this only heightens the necessity, I think, of paying attention to what's going on and what exactly you're putting out there with your information and your computers, because quite simply, these things can not only be hacked, but they can also leave false trails that can implicate you and things like that. Let's go to Butch in Missouri. Butch, welcome to the show, sir.
Well, thank you, Frank.
Thank you.
I want to toss in a little information here. By all means, boycotting Walmart would certainly reduce Chinese scourge there.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are other sources for this that you might not anticipate, so you need to really look at all of them. And what happens is that it's on Friday, June the 15th, St. John's Hospital, Springfield, Missouri, was dispensing Chinese-made toothpaste to patients.
Yes.
And my wife returned home on that day, and she got a bucket of things, and I was going through it, you know, salves and lotions and stuff, and here were two toothpastes. And the brand name is Dawn Mist, D-A-W-N-M-I-S-T, manufactured for Donovan Industries, Tampa, Florida.
Hmm.
33626, and they even have a website.
Wow.
www.dawnmist.com. And then it says made in China, all of it on the down on label and the fine print on the toothpaste.
Hmm. That's interesting. You know, that story that we had read about the toy recalls did sort of briefly mention toothpaste as well. So apparently there were some problems with that. I assume that you...
Oh, yeah. On June the 1st, the FDA said dump all toothpaste made in China.
Hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, we got a warehouse full of this stuff. Let's give it to the patients.
Yeah, why not, right? I mean, and then charge them about 8,000 times the value of
a
tube of
toothpaste.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what does a tube of toothpaste cost you in a hospital? I haven't got the bill yet. I'll call and tell you. I'm sure I'm going to faint dead away.
If you can call me before you do that, that would be good. No, I'm kidding. Hang on a second, Butch, okay? We have to pause here, folks. We'll be back in 90 seconds.